As you see from the code, the table class is a template. The data members of this class consist of two integers, which maintain the number of rows and columns of the matrix, and of course, the pointer to an array of pointers to arrays, which stores the actual table data elements. The class provides several constructors and a destructor. The destructor is responsible for deleting any dynamic memory, and it simply calls the destroy method, which we will look at a bit later. The constructors provide different ways of initializing a table. The default simply zeroes out the data. The next constructor constructs a table with m rows and n columns, and each data object in the table is constructed with the object's default constructor. The next constructor allows you to specify the table dimensions, as well as the value which will be used to initialize each object in the table. Finally, the last constructor is the copy constructor, which allows you to create a table instance based on a copy of another table instance. The copy constructor also does a deep copy, which is necessary since this class uses dynamic memory. The class also overloads the assignment operator. The class needs to overload this operator in order to do a deep copy when tables are copied. Note, however, that although this class exposes the assignment operator, copying large tables is inefficient and should be avoided in time-critical code. In addition to the assignment operator, the class overloads the parenthesis operator. Specifically, the parenthesis operator is overloaded so that we can index into the ijth element in the table. We cannot overload the bracket operator here, since the bracket operator can only take one parameter, and we need two. Thus, we use the parenthesis operator. This is discussed in more detail on slide 7. The class also provides methods for returning the dimensions of the table. Furthermore, the table dimensions are not fixed. You can adjust the size of the table at will by calling one of the two resize methods. This is basically like reconstructing the table to a new size. Finally, the destroy method is a helper function, which deletes the dynamic memory. The next few slides will go over the implementations of a few of these methods in detail, and of course, the full implementation can be found in the textbook.